But then bureaucracy crept into the negotiations. An FBI agent said he was concerned that the endeavor might somehow lead to the Branch Davidians committing mass suicide. Would Dr. Smirnov sign something to the effect that if they did kill themselves as a result of the voice of God being subliminally implanted in their heads, he would take responsibility? Dr. Smirnov said he wouldn't sign something like that. And so the meeting broke up. An agent told Dr. Smirnov it was a shame it didn't work out. He said they had already co-opted someone to play the voice of God. Had Dr. Smirnov's technology been put into practice at Waco, the agent said, God would have been played by Charlton Heston. I was passing through Georgia and thinking a lot about my telephone conversation with Dr. Oliver Lowry, and so I decided to drive past the address I had for him. It was somewhere in the suburbs of Atlanta. I wondered if I'd find a normal house, or something like a 14-story building behind three layers of barbed wire defenses. A gale was blowing so strongly I thought it would tip over my car. It was a normal, slightly dilapidated wooden house on a middle-class leafy street, and the leaves were swirling around so violently I had to switch on my windscreen wipers. I parked the car and walked up his drive, shielding myself against the gale. I was feeling quite nervous. I knocked. The whole thing happened so fast I can't even describe the person who opened the door. I have an impression of a craggy-looking man in his 70s, his white hair blowing in the wind. I said, "I'm really sorry to just turn up at your house. If you remember, we..." He said, "I hope the wind doesn't blow you over on your journey back to your car." And then he closed the door on me. I walked back down his drive. And then I heard his voice again. I turned around. He was shouting something through a crack in his door. He was shouting, "I hope the wind doesn't blow you away." I smiled uneasily. "You'd better take care," he shouted.